When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the dapper dawn,
giving them all,
dressed
like a million bucks,
bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Oh, oh,
oh.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Oh, yeah, man. Got a radio show. Do you understand that? I'm telling you, God been big in my life. God is a gentleman. You know, I want to point that out to you. God is an absolute gentleman. He will not come in unless he's invited. He don't just barge into your life. He gives us the power of choice. You know, if you say you got it, I don't need you, he lets you have it. If you say, I need you, come see about me, he right there. It's just a real simple thing, man. So I always say to people this, if you've gotten yourself into something, then please know I have. Man, see, that's why I'm so adamant about it. because I've gotten myself in some circumstances and positions in my life. But I've had some low moments, man. I've had some moments where I did not know what to do. I didn't know what was next. I didn't know how to go about it. I didn't have no more ideas. I was stuck. I thought a couple of times, well, might not make it past this one. But then if I don't make it past it, what's going to happen? And then I held on to this little thing that my mother kept talking to me about. She said, sometimes, son, when you ain't got nothing else in you, just hope. She said, just hope it'll be all right. You know, and what I've learned in my life is that hope is the beginning of faith. Hope is just, is there a possibility out there for me? I sure hope something happened. See, hope is okay, man. Because like I say, for me, the way I've lived my life, hope was the beginning of faith. It was just the idea. It's just the thought that something could change for me. That something could be a little bit different for me. That maybe, man, just maybe, for some reason, I could be saved. I could be rescued. Things could turn around. It could head in the other direction. Maybe I could quit messing up. Maybe somebody will forgive me. Maybe somebody will just say, all right, I don't know. But I can't count the times I've been in that position. But then once I hope a little bit, and then I remember also my mother, because she was a Sunday school teacher. She taught me the most valuable lesson I've ever learned in my life. Nothing has been greater in my life than my faith. She taught me to pray. Mama used to say, when it get real dark for you, son, prayer changes things. She said, when you seem like you lost and you can't find your way, stop and pray. She said, because prayer changes things. You know, when you get a point in your life when you've done all you can do and you can't do no more and you just don't know what to do next, she said, stop, son, pray. And combine that prayer with that hope that you got. She said, because that hope is the beginning of faith. She said, if you pray just hoping, she said, if God come through for you, that'll give you confidence that he can do it again. And then after a while, you quit hoping. She's saying you start believing. She's saying that's when you're on to something. If you can turn that hope into belief, that hope into faith, that's the ability to believe in something that you can't see. But the key, though, to faith is you're believing in something that you can't see. See, hoping a little bit different for me. Now, I'm pretty sure, like I say oftentimes, I tell a lot of people who can explain this thing a lot better than I can to you. Hope is just kind of, I don't know how to say it, but I'm just telling you, hope is you just hoping it work out right. You just have a thought in your mind that, you know, man, wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever you are to me, God, I sure hope something change. Hope helps, man. If you ain't strong enough to have faith, have hope. Hope. And then if you pray with some hope and God answers your prayer, then that hope gains a little confidence. And after a while, that confidence becomes faith. Now it ain't just hoping, but I'm believing. I'm believing in something that I cannot see. Faith has been the key to my entire existence. Even when I didn't have any. It was faith, as I look back on it, that has gotten me here. And not just faith, but my faith. See, you will only get to where you're going in your life based on your faith. See, a lot of people get the word faith confused. Like, what's your faith? And then they start going down this whole list of all these different religions out here. But really, in essence, man, when I talk to people about faith, I'm talking to you about your belief. How much do you believe in the unseen? See, faith is the core of all that is happening to me today. It is the faith that I have in my relationship with God that enables me to just oftentimes, if I stay on the right course and believe a certain way and act a certain way, his blessings just pour. They just come. And it comes in a lot of little ways, too, I've started to notice. See, it ain't just, a lot of people think blessings is money. Nah, man, that ain't it. It's coverage. It's every time my plane lands safe. It's every time they predict bad weather and I get up in the sky and it don't be no bad weather. You know, this is favor. These are blessings that get poured out to me. Somebody call me and offer me something. Not money, but an opportunity. See, blessings come a lot of ways. But once you tie in to God, once you tie in and you start doing the best you can do, and you start asking for him to make you a better person, to help shape and mold you into the kind of man or person that he wants you to be, you'd be amazed what God can do with you, man, if you just invite him in and allow him to be a part of your life. I mean, what you got to lose out there? Come on. Why would you not change? Why would you not allow God to be a part of your life? God got some big plans for you. If he didn't, you wouldn't keep waking up. All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. It's another day. A new day, new dollar, new dawning, however you want to look at it, but be grateful, man. I was telling God this morning, I thank you, man, for everything, you know. Even when I'm going through something, I thank him because I know he's going to get me through it. This too shall pass. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, y'all, just know that this too shall pass. You got to keep the faith, man. You got to keep the faith and keep looking for the bright side because it's coming. Darkness don't last always. Sunshine don't either. So just understand, man, this too shall pass. Whatever's going down, that's going to pass too. I'm good with it. Welcome to the ride, y'all. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry, Carla For Real, Mississippi Monica Jr. still out today. And the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Tommy, this is normally where I talk to Junior. But, you know, I'm forcing it. Sit, huh? See, that's why I don't just be, I be looking at him on this Zoom. Yeah. What is he doing? What is
I'm
you folding
a
bath
towel? I'm getting a blanket. It's a blanket. It's cold in here.
I thought it was
what
a bath towel. What is you
for?
Doing?
I got a blanket. What is wrong with y'all this morning? What is
but
it?
But you just woke up. You need the blanket. You just got out of bed.
I need that blanket, though, dog. I just got out that cold plunge. You can send that blanket over here.
He's jealous. That's Ooh. What it is. That's funny.
Anything on your mind this morning, man, or is it just blank? You know.
No, it ain't never blank. Okay. It's always something on it.
Blank mind.
Ain't never blank.
Well, you know, when you know, people that claim to be stupid, when his whole thing is how stupid I am, you gotta ask them questions because you don't know. You know, you got to ask these people. These people like this is really gifted. Sometimes they might just go blank.
You know, I got one for you. You know, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf and be a new guy, be a better person. You know, a different walk. Let's just say that. Just being a little bit different now. That's what Tommy trying to do. But how do you let people know? Don't let the new me get you so mixed up that the old me ain't still in there. I think they try to try me sometimes since I didn't change and I didn't told them I didn't change and I'm trying to walk a new walk. But then they try to test you and act like that old person ain't still way down in there somewhere, like it ain't gonna come out. But I'm trying so hard to keep that old one locked down.
Yeah, I face that all the time myself. You know, you want to have this new walk and this new way, and you inform people about it, and then they try to take advantage of it, and then you got to, you know, I just,
you got to say,
try Jesus, yeah, not me.
You know, I was reading the scripture one day, and, I've read it before, but it said, there's none perfect, no, not one. That pretty much cleared it up for me. That's all I needed to know.
Whoop their ass or not? That's really what I'm trying to ask you.
Well, what I'm trying to say is there's none perfect, no, not one. So what is we keep trying for this perfection for? It's not going to happen. So I say go on and slap them, ask for forgiveness, and get back on track. That's what I do, dog. I just go on, let you have it. Then I ask the Lord for forgiveness. I get back on track. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
Try Jesus.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Charlie, this right here is my roommate, Benny. My roommate, Benny. Okay? Y'all don't know nothing about Benny. Benny happens to be a parrot. Let's go, cat dog. My roommate, Benny.
Hello? Am I speaking to Devin?
Yeah, this he.
Okay, hey man, this Chris. I live above you. I ain't never met you before, but you have you been calling the leasing office about complaining on me about I'm making too much noise or what?
Yeah, man, my bad, bro. I was trying to catch you, man. I could never catch you at home, man. It's just like, you know, bro.
I work at night.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I work in the day. But I can't sleep at night, bro, because I don't know what's going on in your apartment. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be in your business. I'm not trying to be in your business, player. I just can't get no sleep at night, man, because there'd be a lot of noise up there, a lot of noise, a lot of talking. And what you do is your business, bro. I'm just saying, man, please, dog.
Hey, man, but you ain't have to go to the leasing office, man. All you had to do, you know, was holler at me. They got me written up like, you know, one more complaint on me, they going to put me out or something.
Well, yeah, dog, like I say, though, I was trying to find you, you know what I'm saying? But I guess we miss each other because you work at night and I work in the day. So, you know, when you going, I'm coming. And when I'm coming, you going. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I ain't trying to start no I'm just trying to, you know, go to work and pay my bills, man. That's all.
I be at work at night, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my hustle on like you trying to get yours on during the day.
Hold on. Okay, let's make it make sense. Bro, if you at work at night, somebody in your apartment talking loud than a keeping me up, square business.
Okay.
You got a roommate or something?
No, I ain't got no roommate.
Man,
you might have heard Benny.
Somebody in there talking loud, holding a conversation. It's like two people in there talking loud every night.
That's Benny, man. Benny be talking.
Okay, you say you ain't got no roommate, so who is Benny? Who is Benny?
Benny is my bird, my parrot. That's Benny be talking.
Oh, like, man, stop with me, dog. Listen, man. Why? Wait a minute. You trying to tell me a bird?
That's Benny, man. I done had Benny 10 years. That's my bird.
Birds don't even live that long. So now I'm up at night. I'm up to work because of a bird? That's what you want? That's what you call me to tell me? A bird?
I call you to tell you. You ain't got to be putting these complaints on me, man.
Say, man.
But I'm gone at night. That's Benny talking, man.
Put in Benny then. Your bird.
Wait a minute.
Hey, look, I'm telling you now. Do something with the bird, then, or it's going to be some consequences and repercussions. I'm talking about some fried chicken around this.
Hey, man, Benny is like a family member to me.
Bird. Toucan Sam. The chicken on the cornflake box. Kentucky chicken. Churches. All that. Your bird.
Hey, man. man, you don't tell me nothing bad about my birthday. Okay, brother, you know what? Maybe me and you need to square off in front of each other. Because you don't disrespect Benny, man.
All right. You think it's some... All right. I bet that be on my table when I get home. If it's a bird, then I bet that be on my dinner table, man.
Hey, man, now you ain't finna sit here and disrespect me and try to tell me what you gonna do to my bird. Now you ain't finna do nothing stupid to Benny.
I tell you what. See, you can date. You at home right now, but you go to work tonight. I bet you Benny don't be at that tomorrow. I bet you we be finger licking good tomorrow.
Hey, man, hold on a minute, man. Wait a minute, dog. Hey, what you can't do is start talking about what you gonna do to my bird. Now I done told you, you filed for going to the leasing office calling me out, and now you on the phone. I'm trying to work this out with you, and now
you ain't trying to work it out. Now, first off, you call me and tell me that it's a bird holding a conversation with itself. I'm the stupid right now. I'm the stupid for even continuing this conversation about a bird. It's keeping me up all night. Are you serious?
Man, maybe you need to get some earplugs or something, man.
Say, man, listen, bro. Listen, whatever the it is, if it's a bird, a recording, whatever it is, you better do something with it. If it's a bird, man, I'm going to be so insulted if this is a bird. I'm going to really
It is a bird. It's Benny, man. It's Benny. All you had to do was come to me, and we could have handled it like me.
Hold on. Okay. We're going to handle it like me and then. First off, leasing office wouldn't give me your name. What's your name?
My name, Chris.
Okay, Chris. I'm Devin. There we go. Listen, dog. For the past 3 months, you know what I'm saying, I ain't really been getting no sleep because of this bird. You say it's a bird. I don't believe that, but a bird, a bird. Come on, dog.
That's my bird, man. I ain't been it for 10 years.
Well, look, take the to work with you then. I don't care. Figure something out, but whatever going on up there with you and your bird need to come to an immediate halt, or it's going to be some dog.
Hey, man, what you can't do is threaten me about what's going on in my household, man.
Look here, you and Benny, Lenny, whatever the name is, you need to do something with that, or it's going to be some real issues. Man, why am I going back and forth with you about this? You keep telling me something about a bird?
It's a bird. What's the problem with it? What's the problem understanding that people have pet birds?
Say, man, I don't give a if you have a pet bird, but really, this talks all night long. How do you live with this man? Because they'll never shut up.
I tell you what Benny told me to tell you, though.
Wait, Chris. I don't want to hear what no bird told you to tell me. Oh, my
God. Can I tell you what Benny told me to tell you?
What? What the f*** did Benny?
Benny told me to tell you this, that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy, Sean.
you Are you serious, dog?
Devin, did I get you, man?
You got me, dog. You got it, man. I'm going to get it. I'm going to have to wait till this dude get home, dog, and talk to him. I ain't talk so much to you about this supposed bird. I don't know what's upstairs, man. Dog, I be up all night, you know what I'm saying? I'm missing my sleep. I'm missing y'all in the morning because I'm drowsy, hitting the snooze button.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, Debbie. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Oh, man, Steve Harvey Morning Show. We never get some.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO. Our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, is in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, bed bugs and Paris Fashion Week. Also, Michael Jordan becomes the first athlete ever on Forbes 400 after his net worth rises to $3 billion. That is billion with a B. Yeah, Michael Jordan did that. In other trending news, Morgan State University cancels their homecoming for the first time in history after a campus shooting. And we'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Thayan Monroe says, my boss and my best friend had sex, and I know for a fact that my boss is also messing around with one of my coworkers. My husband thinks I should tell my friend, but I will not because it's her karma for cheating on her husband. Now, am I right or wrong?
Well, I'm surprised your husband wants to be in the go-busting business. You know, most men stay out of that. But, you know, you're probably married to a little toilet tissue dude, so...
What is that?
I think you should follow your heart.
What?
You know, I think you should follow your heart and do what you say do. So, you know, I mean, but people always want to get in somebody's business. It ain't y'all business. Bruh, it's hard enough. Just do you.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Okay. All right.
Moving on to Sherman.
You got to be careful with that word. It's karma. Y'all don't know what karma is. Y'all ain't passing out this thing called karma. You can't do that to people. You don't do that. People kill me. You're like people be talking about, you got karma for what you did when you was 27. You think take God 40 years to show me something? What? If that was it, I wouldn't even know what I'm getting whooped for.
I
usually get my lessons right. I usually get my lessons as I go. Yeah. Right, I know right away what's wrong.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on to Sherman in Long Island. Sherman says, my ex-wife is still living in our home that's up for sale. And when we got a great offer on the house, she rejected it. Meanwhile, I have to pay half the mortgage. Would I be wrong to go over there regularly to use the home gym I built?
Oh, bro, just let that go. You can go over there, but y'all going tit for tat. Listen to me. I've been in this one before.
Really?
Didn't want to sell it. Great offer. See, she making you pay. What you're not finna do is go off, live your life, skippy dippy, and then just think you finna just get this money and go do what you want to do. No, she gonna keep living in it and keep making you pay. That's what this is all about. She took a great offer.
I agree.
Now you won't go over to the gym. All right, mess around, be upstairs.
They're gonna get back together.
Yeah, mission accomplished. Yeah, then she gonna take a picture of you sleep and send it to your new girl.
In the bed.
As we lay.
Well, Shirley
forgot about tomorrow as we lay. Get out of there, dog. Get out. Don't go to that gym. I'm telling you, they write songs about this stuff. Shirley Murdoch be up in your head. Tell you.
All right, moving on to Wita in Oxford. Wita writes, one of my coworkers brings the funkiest food for lunch and the whole office smells after she heats up her food. A group of us took the microwave and hid it in a closet. She thinks I did it. Do I tell on everybody or just put it back to keep the peace?
Well, you did do it. You come talking about we took the microwave. She know you did it.
A group of them did it, yeah.
First of all, your name Wita. You too old be doing stuff like that. Ain't nobody named Wita.
Wita.
All the names it rhyme with is old. Wita. Frida. Chiquita.
Right.
Chiquita, like a banana. Don't nobody do this thing.
Bonquita.
You know, Quita. You know, Maquita.
Laquita.
So, y'all put, and then, see, this lady probably from, see, when people heat up food you aren't familiar with, they from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. And?
When I lived in Los Angeles, man, I lived with these, lived in a building that had a lot of Iranian people in it. And man, I don't know what they was cooking, but on Fridays, though, you couldn't walk in the building. I thought on Fridays,
yeah,
it was sugar honey iced tea in the hallway day. I just thought it was, you know, you just,
I knew this was
somebody
finished.
I didn't know what was happening on Fridays with these people. And, you know, they would all be walking down the hall with their little dish sharing it with one another. And,
what you think that was?
Yes, sir.
What was that?
Well, I know what it was because I asked one time because I couldn't take it. It was mutton. Mutton. Mutton.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, they were sharing mutton. Have you ever cooked mutton?
Uh-huh.
Could
not
have mercy.
No.
Mutton is right after chitlins. Right after chitlins.
Okay.
No, mutton ain't no joke, man.
Neither are chitlins.
It's game, eh? Yeah, right after chitlins. Nothing tops chitlins. Chitlins is the ultimate attack.
Yes.
Ooh, I don't care who you are. Chitlins.
Last,
Yeah, if last
can,
one.
If you can beat chitlins, that's pretty.
But what is the lady supposed to do about the microwave at the job?
Throw it away.
Yeah, just put it back. Y'all got to let this lady heat her food up. Or either get rid of the microwave and don't nobody heat it. But y'all can't put it in the closet and hide it from this lady. She got to heat up her mutton. Y'all messing up now.
She just said it was some funky food. All right, last one, Steve. This is Kiana in High Point. Kiana says, I caught my son's father at another lady's house overnight. She does braids, and he said he was getting his hair braided, and he was drinking and passed out over there. Am I supposed to believe that when only half his head was braided?
Well, he told you he got drunk and passed out. Uh-huh. It's hard to braid your other half of your hair when you're laying down. But how
side.
You at the braiding lady house drinking and falling asleep? Dog.
As we lay again.
So he was right. He was getting his hair braided, and he got drunk and fell asleep.
He's doing so that.
Anything else that happened, he ain't told you none of that. But the true part is, he got half his hair braided. She did start. But if you sit between somebody's legs.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
And what?
It's hard.
Start not to fall asleep? What? What are you saying?
Drinking
hard to
and
just sit there between somebody's legs unless it's Gwen has hair. Gwen has hair like she braided my hair. Then you just sit there.
What? Why? What made her so different?
Gwen was big, you know. She could squeeze between her thighs. You couldn't hardly breathe. She braided your hair way too tight. Now. I just looked surprised the whole time.
Yeah. Did she put that grease on the back of her
hand? Man, it just looked like I was saying, huh?
Surprise. Huh?
Yeah, Gwen to braid.
So
yeah.
So
that's
she
all
should
I
believe
could tell. He fell asleep, you know, when he got drunk.
All right.
But that's a lot of different activity going on other than hair braiding.
Yeah, how much hair
that's what she's asking.
Because what is you drinking for? But it's the drinking that he shouldn't do over there. Get on over there, get your hair braided.
All right, coming up. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Well, 20 years after retiring from the NBA, Michael Jordan continues to make massive amounts of money. According to Forbes magazine, Michael is worth $3 billion, making him one of the country's 400 richest people and the first professional athlete to ever make the list. Michael made the leap to number 379 after selling his stake in the Charlotte Hornets a few months ago. He bought the majority stake in the team back in 2010 for $175 million and sold it in June, this past June, for $3 billion. Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. Topping the list again, of course,
I sell his radio show for way less than that. Anybody
from less than $3 billion. How much?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, way less than $3 billion.
Any takers?
How much, Steve?
Way less.
Michael could buy it.
To figure it out. How much you think I sell this for?
$100 million.
Gone. Y'all quit speaking to me. The attitude y'all have had with me, though.
Topping the list again is Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk with an estimated net worth of $251 billion. So he's number one. He's got $251 billion, Elon Musk. Number two, you know who number two is, right, Steve?
Amazon.
Jeff Bezos, $161 billion.
I don't know none of these people. What you talking about? You know who they are.
You don't know Jeff? You know Jeff Bezos.
I know of him. Never met him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you never met him.
Never met Elon Musk. What are we going to talk about?
Money.
That'd be a short conversation.
Donald Trump is not on that list due to his current trial. Letitia James, the
Donald Trump
General.
Is not on the list. Donald Trump doesn't have the money. Y'all, yeah. Man, he didn't try to make these us think people he did. Out. Mm-hmm. This dude, yeah.
He tried to trick us. Yep. Well, Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York State, is seeking $250 million and professional penalties against defendants, including Trump and his adult sons. Also, in entertainment news, Paris Fashion Week, spring and summer of 2024 collection shows, ended with many surprise celebrities walking the runways and attending the fashion shows and the parties. Angela Bassett was there, Zendaya, Usher, Kelly Rowland, Issa Rae and Lori Harvey, just to name a few. However, did you see on social media, Anna Wintour, you know, she's Vogue's boss. Well, anyway, she shaded Kim Kardashian at the Victoria Beckham show. Word has it that Anna was really mad at Kim for being super late to the show, and that delayed the start of the show. So when Kim came in, she spoke to everyone, but Anna Wintour just acted like Kim didn't exist at that moment.
Yeah, she was shaved
her head
anyway.
All the way around.
I mean, she just was like, yeah. No, ma'am. I said, okay,
yeah.
Anna. Yeah.
Did you guys like any of the spring look creations from Louis Vuitton, Steve? Did you see any of those?
I ain't seen them.
Tommy?
I'm not wearing that skirt, I tell you that.
Is that a Pharrell design?
That skirt Usher had on a skirt. He had a Louis Vuitton outfit on. Had a shirt and a top to it. I just don't think I'm the skirt guy. I'm not wearing no damn skirt.
I'm not either. I ain't with that. Y'all take that new fashion on somewhere else.
That ain't me.
Let's be who we are. What we need to wear a skirt for?
Women wear pants, so you know they're trying to mix it up.
Women have way more fashion options. Women's fashions change more often than do men. We have no business in skirts.
Kilt.
I'm not wearing no skirt, no halter, no thong. I'm not doing it.
You're not wearing a thong.
I would pay money to see you in a halter, though. I would. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now.
You see me at a Beyonce concert, I got a whole jogging outfit on.
But it's silver. It's going to be silver, though, I bet.
It could be silver, but it's a whole warm-up.
You and Steve in halters? No. Well, speaking of Paris, you know, this bed bug crisis is out of control over there. Yeah, the deputy mayor of Paris announced that, quote, no one was safe. What is going on in Paris? What's happening? Bed bugs are everywhere. They're at movie theaters, metro trains. City officials are trying to get this problem under control before the 2024 Paris Olympics. What?
Y'all got to get some fire.
Fire? What?
Yeah, y'all got to get some fire. Y'all got to start burning some stuff down. That's all. And bed bugs, they like roaches.
Oh, wow.
They keep coming. They just keep coming. Yeah,
they say they're everywhere.
And you can't even hardly see them either. That's what
you can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And they said now they're worried about people bringing them back. Because they were in Paris for Fashion Week.
Yeah.
And now they're coming back. So this,
see, we need to spray them once they cross the border. We need to spray them. These people that's coming back, we need to spray their ass, put some Clorox or something. We need to spray all of them when they're coming back in here.
Wow.
When you come through customs, you get sprayed. I'm just telling you.
You're going to spray Usher.
U.S. soil.
Yeah, we'll spray Usher. I don't care if he's roller skating. We're going to spray his ass when he rolls through there.
He's got to perform at the Super Bowl. No.
I don't care. Spray.
Up with Tommy. Everybody getting sprayed.
What about Lori? Lori was over there. Your daughter. I think she was over there.
Get her little ass sprayed, too. Now that I know that, you ain't coming over here.
Angela Bassett,
but
though,
Lori
really.
So,
Angela
Lori
Bassett.
So paranoid. If she itch, she go to the doctor.
All right. All right, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll switch gears and have some fun. We'll discuss this year's most popular Halloween candy right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Halloween is less than a month away, so it's time to talk candy. With all the options on store shelves, it can be overwhelming just trying to decide which sweets to buy for trick-or-treaters. CandyStore.com is revealing the most popular Halloween candy in the country. What do you guys think it is? I have the list, but you guys go down. What do you think?
Corn candy.
It's candy corn, first of all. I know.
That was his
That's A. It's candy corn. Why do you always say corn candy? But it's on the list, but it's not number one.
Reese's peanut butter cup.
That's number one. That is number one. Yeah. That's number one.
All right. All right.
That's the only candy I love more than.
I know.
How about Hershey's Kiss? Is Hershey's Kiss on
the list? When's the last time you had one? Hershey's Kisses, yeah, they're on the list.
Been a while.
Right next to corn candy.
I had a little this summer.
Huh? What'd you say, Steve?
I had a little Reese's peanut butter cup, a mini one this summer.
Just one?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What,
in the summer. We're in fall.
No, I'm off sugar now. I'm weaned off sugar. Mm. I don't even desire.
Oh, you're strong. Mm. I would have had a whole
Yeah. All right, so here's the list. It's I'll go from the bottom to the top. Snickers, Hershey's mini bars, candy corn, Hershey's Kisses, Kisses, Starburst, Sour Patch Kids, Skittles, Hot Tamales, M&M's, which are my favorite, and then Reese's Cup. Reese's Cups. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, but that little middle section you got them Hot Tamales and them
I know, Skittles and Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, that. I don't know.
Starburst. Sour Patch Kids, that's it right now. But I love Sour Patch Kids. Yes. That's what the kids eat.
If it's not chocolate, I don't want candy if it's not chocolate.
I don't know why Tootsie Roll ain't on there. Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll. How old are you?
I'm Tootsie Roll old. That's how old I am. Let my grandmama say, well, I know they are supposed to have some butterscotch in there somewhere, baby.
Ooh. They have it in their purse wrapped up.
Butterscotch and peppermint, boy.
Yes.
Ready for church. Ready for church.
I love candy corn, but in Chicago, we mix it with peanuts.
If you and your family did something ignorant, don't put it on the whole city of Chicago. Because there's people in Chicago going,
that's what
we never
did.
Put no damn peanuts in no damn corn candy.
Yes, we did. That's how they sold it.
They
you didn't grow up in Chicago.
Surely.
But I did. I didn't do that, Shirley.
Ain't nobody
that's
did
what
that
we
but
did.
Your little country ass family.
Don't get mad because you don't know about it. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check Steve's voicemail right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check your voicemail, Steve. Call us 877-29-STEVE and leave a message for Steve. You might just hear your call on the air. All right, Steve, here we go. This is from Kevin. Kevin's from Baltimore. He left a message about yesterday's strawberry letter subject. Remember, there's some things I just can't do. This letter was from a wife whose husband had injured himself, one of his whole sides. He fell off a truck. He had to temporarily wear an adult diaper. And he had it on all day. And then when she came home from work, he wanted sex all the time. And she couldn't take the smell.
Hello,
take a
Steve,
listen to the comment.
Shirley and the crew. This is Kevin from Baltimore. I have a comment about the letter. There are some things I just won't do. Whatever happened to unconditional love? Whatever happened to those wedding vows? The woman who was appalled by her husband's adult diaper and his medical situation as a result of an injury. Like, wow, that blew me over. We all get a turn in something, and I hope when it's her turn that he's a lot more gentler with her than she is with him. And I hope that he's understanding when she gets a turn. Like, whatever happened to that unconditional love? Maybe she ought to bring in some additional help, get a nurse or someone, or by the time she gets home, have someone clean them up. Maybe they could help with dinner and things like that, take some pressure off her. I know Sister Marjorie wouldn't do you like that. Y'all have a great one.
Oh, you hit
okay, listen to me. I don't know what the hell you bought my wife into this here for, but let me explain something you don't
clean
Kevin,
you up.
Damn it. No, damn it. Let me tell you something, Kevin. There's obviously in your response that your ass must be wearing one of them diapers. So now let me help you understand.
No.
What the woman says she ain't want to do is he coming there, he rips the diaper off and he want to have sex. Dog, your whole left side shut down. Wash. Take your right side and wash.
Number 3 weeks,
wash.
He hadn't
See,
had a bath.
If you got strength to tear your adult diaper off, then y'all had the same damn strength to wash. It just take one hand to wash. Now, if you need to pull a garden hose through the window and crack it in the dining room and sit up there and spend your time sitting in the kiddie pool watching TV till your wife get home, do that. But anybody finna do all that. And Kevin, what? I don't know what. I know Miss Marjorie ain't gonna do you like that. No, she ain't. But I ain't gonna be sitting my ass up there with that damn diaper on all damn day tearing it off either. Talking about, come on now. See, I ain't finna do that to her. It's gotta be some type of respect. Now, Kevin, I appreciate you calling, man. And I hope you ain't wearing a diaper because, you know, I was just saying that just because you said something about my wife. But I appreciate you saying that because you're all right about my wife. She is that. So I'll definitely
thank you. I
don't
think she'll wash
that.
You every day, though. I don't think ain't much. Wash you
take
every.
That diaper off and wash.
I mean, you snatched that diaper off one time too many.
I don't
know. Wait,
oh,
what?
I don't want to be washed.
Oh, so you just gonna sit your nasty ass up there?
I'm not finna sit up there. Just go on over there and pull that plug out that wall. I'm not finna lay up here and be.
He has a temporary injury.
You took it there.
Yeah, he just temporary, man, and he young. He ain't like he got old and an ailment hit him. He got injured. Ass got for hanging off back of that damn jump truck. She done told you, get in close. You gonna lean all over the tree branch, smack your ass on the ground. Now you up in here wanting sex with your adult diaper on. What the man? I'm telling you right now, I'm crawling to this toilet. We ain't gonna wear that. Now I might not make it to the toilet, but we not gonna have this diaper on. But I'm gonna crawl in there. I might only get halfway up the toilet. I might have to urinate over the bathtub.
We're going to move on to a caller who left a message about Sister Odell, Steve.
Good morning, crew. Steve, let me tell you like this right here. Sister Odell, you need to go and kill her. Because you do not do a good woman. And I guess it's because you're so hard, cold, and tough, and then from Cleveland. So go ahead and kill Odell because you do not do a good woman. And I don't mean to, you know, shoot you down or nothing like that. I just wanted to be straight up to you and give you some constructive criticism and then be truck driver. Don't.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate you, dog. You're probably right.
Here?
I probably don't do a good woman. But it's all right, though, you know. She ain't going nowhere because I like her. And I probably don't do a good woman, but that's never bad. I don't do impressions and stuff. Tommy good at that type of stuff. I ain't, but Sister Odell
took all my character.
She'll be here, so, you know.
All right.
I love you, man. Appreciate you and everything.
Coming up next, it is the nephew in today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sister Odell.
Hey, Sister Odell.
You know,
we were just talking about you.
I just wanted to come in because I heard this fella on the radio saying that he didn't think that Steve should allow me to come on anymore because he don't do a good woman.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just felt like, you know, and Steve said I was coming back, so here I am. And we don't really care what he thinks. He's wanting to be safe out there on the highways, and God bless you driving the big truck and everything. But that's why your ass is driving the truck, and we on the radio, because we know what we doing over here. Just like you know how to drive a truck, we know how to do radio. And because you don't like me or care for me, you ain't the first man ever never liked me now. But I tell you what, I had plenty of men's. I'd have plenty of men. You know, Steve might not do a good woman, but I do as a good man, though. I know that. Gang recognize gang. You need to understand where he is now.
All right,
anyway,
back.
I'm here to introduce the prank, because the prank is about the Lord. It's about praise dancers. Now, I don't know what the prank is finna be, boy. What? I don't really think we ought to have praise dancers. I have
you
always
really against that. It. Why do you...
Because most of them is people that didn't make it as a cheerleader and in the gymnastics, and they put these big robes on, jump around, bounce, can't come but an inch off the ground, and then they want to put movements together to scripture. Sit down and learn the word. What is your praise dancing for? You just sit down and learn the word, and then you'll be knowing it better. That's what you need to
you.
Do. Just a bunch of wide people with robes on, splashing water on people.
We get wide it, Sister people. Odell. Okay, thank
you. Why is we like having it, though? They don't talk. Stop this
it
food.
Ushers
you can't
the sing
in the choir, get on the usher board, or you can't get on the usher board. Get out of the microphone.
Sister Odell, you're tearing up in there. What you doing?
Introduce
the microphone got away from me. Me, if you can't sing in the choir, you can't get on the usher board. Take a fan down there in the basement and fry chicken with everybody else.
Oh,
put some money in this building fund.
Okay, we gotta get to the prank, Sister Odell, please.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, prank. Cat.
This is a praise dance.
I'm running cat.
Yes, we're waiting on.
Hello.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. How you doing? I'm looking for Sister Tanya.
This is Sister Tanya.
Sister Tanya, this is Brother Fuller from the church. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, Brother Fuller. How are you?
I'm good. We wanted to give you a call about the praise dancing that's at the church. First of all, I wanted to really show you how much you're doing a great job over there with the praise dancers, and you definitely do a great job on every third Sunday that you guys actually perform. Everybody seems to really like it.
Well, thank you. What can I do for you today?
There is a bit of a situation with, it's been brought to our attention. We actually had a small gathering, a little meeting about it, and I've been elected to actually give you a call.
And who is this again? I'm sorry, who are you again?
Brother Fuller.
Uh-huh. And who had a meeting?
Some of the brothers at the church and pastor actually sat in for a moment on it, and I was actually elected to actually just give you a call. Nothing that I don't think we can't get rectified and move on smoothly as we normally do. But I just think we wanted to reach out to you and kind of make you aware of it if you don't mind.
Okay. And what things are those?
Sister Tanya, has any of the praise dancers before they became praise dancers was any of them strippers?
I beg your pardon.
Was any of the praise dancers that at the church that you have on the praise team right now, was any of them strippers in the past?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't really know who you are, and I don't really understand this line of questioning.
Like I said, I'm Brother Fuller. I don't think we've met, but I I've been elected to give you a call. Now it seems like what happened is this past week when you all actually danced, it seemed like a couple of the girls was actually gyrating during the praise routine.
Gyrating. Brother Fuller, I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you saw. None of my girls were gyrating. They were dancing for the Lord.
Well,
if you look through your Lord's eye, perhaps you would see them better, instead of maybe you were looking through the gyrating eye.
No. See, a couple of the girls, we can point them out. A couple of them have strip girl tendencies, evidently, because some of them has been driving.
Strip girl tendencies. You know what, sir? I think we need to complete this call. Perhaps I need to call Bishop and speak to him myself because, you know, I don't know what you do all day, but I have a real job, and I'm sitting here holding a conversation in my office about gyrating strippers in the church. Are you kidding me?
Ma'am, listen. Now, here's a couple other things that they're talking about. Some of the girls' feet are real ashy when you all are performing, and they want to see if maybe you can... I don't know. Maybe I don't know if y'all need the grip or whatever that y'all don't put lotion on. We're not sure what that is. As well as the toenail polish. Everybody has 3, 4, 5 different designs and everything. Is it any way y'all can be in unison with your toenail polish? But the most important thing is the gyrating during the dance routine.
I don't know what your feet look like. I don't need you calling me, talking to me about my girls, their feet, their nail polish. Perhaps your mind should be on Jesus instead of on them. How about that?
I
don't have time. I don't have time. I don't know what your problem is.
My mind to be on Jesus when somebody's shaking their butt at the church. Now, that's the problem.
Okay, you know what? Look, I'm at work. Now, I'm trying to keep a work tone. You're going to make me curse up in here. Now, let me tell you something. Don't call me anymore. I will deal with Pastor. If he has something to say with me, he can say it to me personally. But I'm done with this conversation.
Are you going to deal with the gyrating is what we want to know. Maybe, you know what, it just hit me. Maybe you one of the ones that's doing the gyrating.
Look, let me tell you something. My girls ain't doing no gyrating, and neither am I. Now, I am done with this conversation. Do you understand me?
But listen.
I'm done.
Are you done with the gyrating? That's
done.
What we want to stop so we can we can't praise the Lord if the booties is shaking.
You know what? Sir, look, I got to go to work. I got to go. Now, again, I don't know what your issue is. It sounds to me like you have an issue with gyrating booties. I have not heard so much gyrating booties in one conversation in my entire life. Now, my mind is set on Jesus. I don't know what your mind is set on.
Well, Sister Tanya, before you was a praise dance ministry, over the ministry, did you ever used to strip?
No, I didn't do no stripping. Now, did your wife do any stripping?
What?
Did your mama do any stripping?
Wait a minute, man.
You heard what I said. How do you like it if somebody called you and asked you if your mama did some stripping? How do you like that? I got
all I'm saying, you know what I want to know? When is the next rehearsal? That way I can come and pick out who it is that's doing
No. You don't have any business at my rehearsal. I don't want to see you at my rehearsal. I don't want to see any parts of you in my rehearsal. If I see you near one of my girls, I swear I'm coming after you myself. Do you understand me?
We need to find out who's doing that gyrating.
You don't need to find out thing. You need to stay your butt in your own house.
And I'm glad y'all ain't dancing when the plate is being passed, because ain't no telling how you act with them wands coming through that.
You know what? That's it. That's it. You call me disrespecting me. I'm at work. I can't even handle this anymore. You know what? Don't call me no more. Don't look at my girls no more. Matter of fact, come near the church and see what I got for you.
I want to know, is you going to stop the gyrating? When is you
going to
stop
doing
from moving?
I'm not going to do it. Thing.
Who you think you talking to like that? You're supposed to be a minister
to you. And I'm done listening to you. Now I'm getting ready to go.
Well, I got one more thing to say to you before you leave.
No, you ain't got a thing to say to me. I said I was done.
And I said I got one more thing to say. Is you listen?
You know what, man? Get off my phone.
I'm going to say it anyway. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your entire praise ministry congregation, all your girls, got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, I'm a cutie. For real? Oh. They got me cursing on the radio. Oh, I think I'm going to have it.
Hey, I got one thing to ask you, Tanya. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Nobody else but the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's too much.
There you have it. Greatest intro ever.
Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. He slid into my DMs to set me up. Is the subject. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he slid in my DMs to set me up. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm married to my best friend, and we met 5 years ago through a mutual friend named James. I went to high school with James, and I've known him over 10 years. James and my husband met at work and developed a strong friendship. I was surprised when James introduced me to my husband, and we hit it off. Things were fine between me and James and my husband until James started getting into our relationship and kept telling me that I need to pressure my man to get married. I didn't share any more of my relationship issues with James after he said that because he started acting really messy. When my man finally proposed, I didn't tell James. He found out on Instagram. James called me and cursed my marriage and told me that my husband would find out that I used to be a gold digger and a slut and he'd leave me. I laughed it off, but I was worried because James is a vindictive person. James was not invited to our wedding and my husband stopped talking to him. A month ago, James called and apologized and invited me to brunch so we can talk. I declined, so he hung up in my face. Then he did the most lowdown thing ever to sabotage my marriage. He set up a fake IG account and he slid into my DMs. I followed the fake page because the guy was sexy and chocolate. Then fake person James asked for a picture of my pretty feet. So I DM'd him a picture of my toes after I had a good pedicure. James called my husband and sent him the pictures of my feet and told him he needs to watch me. I lied and said I knew it was James all along, but my husband isn't stupid. How do I fix it with my husband? But most importantly, how do I handle James? Here's some more questions. When are married people gonna stop acting like cheating is okay? When is this gonna happen, if ever? I mean, you need to stop gambling on your marriage, ma'am. I don't care if this was a fake or real IG account, whatever it was. What are you doing sending some anonymous person because he's sexy and chocolate a picture of your feet? You're willing to throw everything away over your toes? Really? Now, did you sleep with this fake IG guy? No, but I do think you would have eventually if you guys had kept this game going, if you hadn't found out it was James. I mean, you said your husband was your best friend. Why would you do this to your best friend? If your husband was talking or worse, if he was, you know, if he had gotten with someone on social media, you've been writing a whole different letter about how hurt you are and asking Steve and I, what should you do? I don't blame your hater friend James for doing what he did, although it was foul. I blame you for playing with him and disrespecting your marriage. Now you gotta lie to your husband. Like you said, he's not stupid. He probably knows what you did. So I don't know how you're gonna fix this unless he's a very forgiving and loving man who will give you another chance. If he does, you need to sit down, okay, and stop this. As far as James goes, continue to stop talking to him because he's way too messy. Steve?
I'm trying to understand this letter and how you ain't see this in James. You know, you ain't see none of this in James. James, to me, you married to your best friend. You met 5 years ago through a mutual friend named James. Now, you went to high school with James. You ain't had nothing to do with James in high school. Why are you still fooling with James? If you don't fool with a person in high school, huh? Hello. And what is you fooling with me after college and now marriage? Why? James wasn't nothing in high school. You ain't want him in high school. Okay. James and my husband met at work and developed a strong friendship. I was surprised when James introduced me to my husband and we hit it off. Okay, James introduced you to who is currently your husband. Then things was fine between you and James and my husband. Oh, y'all just a wonderful. See, that third wheel thing, that don't ever work out. See, if it was you and your husband, James, and his wife, it would have been good. But now the three of y'all just super cool. That them third wheel person is always shaking. And then things was fine. And then James and my husband, until James started getting into our relationship and kept telling me that I need to pressure my man to get married. What? Okay, so we don't see it. All right, then after he said that, he started acting real messy. So, like right now, James supposed to be out. Because when you meet a man and a man start acting real messy, it's time for James to be out. When my man finally proposed, I didn't tell James. He found on Instagram and James called me and cursed my marriage and told me my husband would find out I used to be a gold digger and a slut. What? And he was going to leave me. Wait a minute. See, at this point, this is strike three for this dude. It was strikes a while back. We wasn't cool in high school, not really. He told your husband, got in your business, talking about you need to pressure your husband. Then when he found out you got married, he called and cursed your marriage. Okay. You need to quit talking this bipolar ass.
You're a witch.
You got to get he ain't on his medicine, so now you got to pay.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he slid in my DMs to set me up. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he slid in my DMs to set me up. Wow.
This lady got this thing, friend she think named Jane. James introduced her to her husband. They done got married. She's married to her best friend. Her James and her husband still cool. Then James started calling her to get her to pressure her husband to marry her. She thought that was messy. So she could feel a little shaky. So then when he did propose, she didn't tell James. James found out on IG. Now James called her and cursed the marriage. See, James got a mental disorder. Now, I know how to straighten out these mental disorders, but you a lady, so you're not going to be able to do that. But your husband could. James need his ass whooped. And then we get all this.
That's how you straighten it out.
That's all this is. Or a near whooping. He just, the threatening, that type thing. Anyway, he found out, told him that you cursed your marriage and your husband gonna find out I used to be a gold digger and a slut, and he'd leave you. Then she said, I laughed it off, but I was worried because James is a vindictive person. Worried? About what? What do James have on you? Look, people don't have nothing on you unless you let them have something. Martin Luther King said something very real that I always remember. Martin Luther King said, a person can't ride your back unless you bend over. Mm-hmm. Stop letting people try to hold your past over your head. A man can't ride your back unless you bend over. I don't let nobody hold my past over my head. You can write it, type it, do whatever you want to do. I done moved on. And you should, too. Why are you worried about James? See, you gave him some power he wasn't supposed to have. So then a month ago, James called and apologized, invited me to brunch so we can talk. Now, bro, come on. I declined, so he hung up in my face. Then he did the most low-down thing. He DM'd me with a fake page and a fake picture. And the man was chocolate and sexy. And then you DM'd him back, and then he got your confidence up and then told you to send a picture of his pretty feet, your pretty feet, and then you sent him a picture of your feet, and then he took that picture in there and DM'd a picture of your toes with, after you did a pedicure. Jane calls your husband and sent him the pictures of my feet and told him he need to watch me. I lied and said I knew it was James all along, but my husband isn't stupid. How do I fix this with my husband? And most importantly, how do I handle James? James is just one ass whooping from being completely straightened out. I will stand by that. I will stand by that.
You said what you said.
Yeah, James just got to get dealt with. Now, I know that you're supposed to leave stuff like this alone. But it's hard when you know the person. You know, when the director's attacked and you know the person, y'all supposed to be cool. That's a problem, man. So now you got... you did good, though. You said, I knew it was James all along. That was a good lie.
Oh, that was a
but
good lie.
But your husband not stupid.
Yeah.
Because your husband will know, okay, so what you seeing James the picture for? Mm-hmm. Your husband probably think, okay, but why are you responding to DMs either way? Mm-hmm. Good, bad, indifferent, or personal. So you do have a problem. See, lady, you can't become a player if you ain't never been a player. Oh. You know what I'm saying? For those of you people that's trying to become players late in life with no prior player experience, you're going to start costing yourself at a level. Now you married and trying to do playing stuff, and you wasn't doing it when you were single. Being a player take practice. It's levels to this. Can't wait until you ain't never been a player, get in a committed relationship, and then try to do player stuff because you don't know none of the rules. You can look at famous people that have done that. You don't know the rules. You know, there's so many stories out there, man, about famous people that just didn't know the rules. NBA players, they didn't know the rules. They could have confided in the older NBA players that could have told them this. You know, you're a celebrity. It's older celebrities that know how to do this. Go and sit down and get yourself some counseling. Pimp counseling is available, man. You have to
what?
Get it.
What? What's happening?
Pimp counseling. Got to get some pimp counseling. See, this sister needed some pimp counseling, and she didn't have it. Now, she told the best lie she could come up with. I would have said, them ain't my feet.
Them ain't right. I was thinking that, too.
And that ain't my page. Uh-huh. And what is James doing to make it look like this is my page? That's copy and paste. James saw a picture of my feet somewhere, copy and paste. I think you ought to go over there and whoop James. See? Stay out your DMs. Don't respond.
All right. So post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. Download it today. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Nephew is in for Junior in today's Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy is in for Junior with Sports Talk. Tommy?
All right. Hey, you ready?
You doing Junior?
He's doing Junior.
You ready? I'm sorry, pimping, you ready?
Oh, you need me. You need pimping. You need to know who to ask for.
I'm sorry, pimping.
What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's going on, huh?
There you go. Hey, man, use your voice. Most of us can't handle your voice. This ain't gonna go good.
It's too much.
Hey, what's up, ladies? Y'all good? Everybody?
Hey, pimpin'.
Ain't nothing. Go ahead, Tommy. I'm with you. What you need?
All right. I got it for you. Jacksonville Jaguars against Buffalo.
Oh, no. Buffalo finna walk them down.
Yeah. Ooh, you're a genius.
New Orleans Saints against New England.
I sure want the Saints to win, but the Cowboys stomped the Patriots last week.
Yeah.
New Orleans Saints ain't got nobody. Jameson Winston, he got to get himself together. Come on, Saints. Thanks. Jameson Winston is out.
Yep. He's out.
He got hurt. Uh-oh. New England.
You're a genius. Tennessee Titans at Indianapolis Colts.
Damn, the Titans won. They beat the Steelers for me last week. But now I like that boy Richardson, man. I like that young boy.
The Texans beat the Steelers last week.
Okay, well, you know, just keep it moving. Don't worry about that.
All right, then. Baltimore against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm going with Baltimore.
Carolina Panthers against Detroit Lions.
Detroit all day, baby.
Houston Texans now. Here we go against the Atlanta Falcons.
Houston Texans.
What? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've been watching what's happening, man. They done stepped up to the plate.
Yes, sir. New York Giants against Miami.
Miami.
Okay. Cincinnati Bengals headed to Arizona.
Cardinals.
Whoa. All right. Philadelphia Eagles against the Los Angeles Rams.
Eagles all day, Jalen Hurts.
New York Jets against the Denver Broncos.
Denver, come on, Russell Wilson. We're going to pull it together now.
Dallas Cowboys against the San Francisco 49ers.
Frisco, bye-bye.
All right, thank you, Pimpin. Thank you, Nephew N for Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, a guy on social media needs some advice. He says, I found out my mother-in-law has an OnlyFans page. Uh-oh, we'll get into that, talk about it right after this. What, my mother-in-law?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, Steve, this one's from Brandon on Steve Harvey FM. Brandon writes, a friend of mine clued me into an OnlyFans page he found, but he didn't tell me why. He just said to go check it out. Since you can visit the front page of an OnlyFans page, you can see, in most cases, what the owner of the page looks like. And to my shock and horror, I recognize the woman right off. Red lingerie, black gray hair, and a smile I recognized. The name was obviously fake, but there was no mistaking. It was my mother-in-law. My friend knew who she was, and he'd met her several times at family functions. A couple of things. How do I look this woman in the eye? How do I tell my wife? Do I tell my wife? And if my friend found the page, it's a relatively sure thing someone else will, and they will tell her. Do I just let that happen and keep quiet?
You don't want your wife to know that you'd have seen her mama.
But what if she asked? Did you know about
see,
this?
What you over there looking at women for anyway? Uh-huh. See, bruh, you can't talk about he bought it to me and all like that. It ain't gonna work out for you. But if he told you, why would you go over there? What was you curious about? See, this ain't gonna work out for you, dog. Shut your mouth. And just go with this right here. Here's the beauty of this whole thing. Okay. That ain't your mama.
Yeah.
Dog, now if it was your mama, we got problems. Her mama, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, that's your mama. That ain't my mama. Yeah. No, dog, for real. That ain't my mama.
Your mama.
I ain't finna worry about all this here. That is not my mama.
So you don't think he should let his wife know anything about what her mom
man,
is doing?
Because if you listen to me, if you go to her with that, it's gonna lead it to a problem for you. Just shut up, man.
Act like you don't know. Maybe what you do find out.
What, Miss Agnes? You lying? Ain't no way in hell. No.
Miss Agnes, only
fan. I know good hell well, man. Miss Geraldine ain't got no damn fan on. Stop all that.
So
what, is she on that cooking or something? Yeah, see.
Okay, so that's your advice. Don't say anything. Act like you didn't know.
Say nothing, dog.
All right, we have time for another one, Steve. This is from Keisha on Facebook. Keisha says, my boyfriend and I have been together for almost a year. I love him very much, and he loves me. He works at a bar with a bunch of good-looking women, and he's a very friendly guy, so he's popular with all of his coworkers. I trust him completely, but I can't help but get jealous. I've told him too many times that I don't like the way the girls at work flirt with him, and now I can tell that it's starting to bother him, but I can't help how I feel. Even if I don't say anything, he knows I'm jealous. I don't want to lose him over my out-of-check emotions, so how can I stop being so jealous and just trust that he won't be tempted?
Mm. Well, he work at
Hoover. Here's the deal. You need to make up your mind now. You either trust him or you jealous. Which one are you?
Because
I don't think you really trust him. Well, you can be all of that.
Yeah.
But quit saying you trust him wholeheartedly, because you don't.
That's what she said.
Well, you can't. And then her follow-up statements don't say trust. Just stop saying you trust him. Just tell him you jealous. You got some issues, some baggage from former relationships, and you dragging them into this one. And now you gonna mess up a good thing because you can't control yourself. He ain't finna quit that job.
You know that.
Why? Because it's too many beautiful women that work there. Too many good-looking women. Yeah.
Ooh, they fine.
And
she's really jealous of the women. Because that's what she says. She doesn't like the way the girls at work flirt with him.
Because they fine, Shirley.
Yeah.
Because if they were ugly, she wouldn't care.
Yeah.
She wouldn't give a damn.
Go on, sit down somewhere, baby. <You see me. laughs>
So she should just do what? Just, all right.
It ain't nothing she can do. I can't help her. She's jealous. And nothing I can say gonna stop her from being jealous. And she don't trust the dude. They finna break up.
Oh, no. All right. All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys. Carla is here with some information about Sister Strut. What you got, Carla?
Sister Strut walks are happening this weekend, this Saturday in Chicago, and our home station in Jacksonville, V101.5. I will be in Chicago. I'll be rooting you on, Duval, but I will be in Chicago, right, this Saturday, strutting at the Croc Center. The address is 1250 West 119th Street. As we strut, and you know we do this, Shirley has been there, we heighten awareness about the issues of breast cancer, specifically in Black women, women of color. It will be a big pink celebration. I'll be at the starting line at the walk. Meet me there. You know I got a big mouth. I will count it down. Let's go, Chicago. Let's go, Jacksonville. Y'all got to do y'all thing down in Jacksonville. But, you know, this is something that I am passionate about. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We all know that. So proceeds from the walk will benefit the Sisters Network, and this is so we can improve Black women's access to mammogram screenings, quality care, access to resources and information. We want family members, survivors, everybody. Come on out, cheer on the walkers, survivors, Saturday in the Shy, Croc Center, Sister Strut. I'll be there Saturday morning. Yeah, let's go.
All right, girl. Thank you. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we will play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather your neighbors see you naked in your backyard, or would you rather send a nude picture, text message to an older relative? Which one? Your neighbors seeing you naked in your backyard?
See me. I don't give a damn about my neighbor.
Yeah.
I could care less. I want to send that to my auntie? I don't know.
Yes.
No.
An older
I'm gonna
relative.
Be in that backyard and hope I see you seeing me so I can bend over.
Really?
Naked?
Yeah.
Naked?
Yeah, I'm gonna let him see it. I'm gonna let him see it. All up in the dog part. I'm gonna let him see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather clog the toilet during a job interview or on a first date?
What? Ooh.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on and go with the job interview. I probably gonna get a job no damn way. Let me leave y'all a little something. Yeah, I probably ain't gonna get a job no damn way.
No.
I ain't been on too many interviews and got no job.
Really?
Mm-mm. Most jobs I had, because I knew some friends that worked down there and they got my application through. But if I go to the interview, I probably ain't gonna get the job.
Yeah. Why not the first date?
No. That's gonna get out.
No. I did that one time. I went to the bathroom over a girl's house. Her mama wasn't home. We went to her. She was Creole. She took me to a Creole restaurant. Boy, the food was hot as hell.
And spicy.
I knew I should have went on home. She said, come on in. My parents are not here. Oh, man. I started to go home because my stomach was cutting.
Yeah.
I went on in there, boy. As soon as I sat down, man, I said, man, can I use the restroom right quick? She said, yeah. I was in there about 50 minutes.
Almost an hour you were in the bathroom.
Yeah, of course it got loose on me and it just kept, and then when I flushed the toilet it clogged and it just kept coming. It was just swirling around. I can't, Lord, you can't let this happen over this lady house. It was just in there happening. I said, God dog, it's finna go out on the floor. This finna be bad. God dog. So they had a little waste paper can next to the toilet, so I threw the waste paper in the floor and I just started bailing a little bit of it out to hold it so it wouldn't flood over, and I had it in this trash can and it kept coming. So I saw it kept coming. I need another trash can. They ain't have one, so I threw it in the bathtub.
Where was your dad?
She was in the living room. You okay in there? I'm bailing waste in y'all's bathtub so it don't get on this float.
That's your last date, I'm sure.
Yeah, I had to scoop about three of them and throw it in the bathtub. That's why I was in there for damn near an hour, because I was trying to clean it up before I left out.
Wow.
This is disgusting. Yeah.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up in 49 minutes after the hour, it's our last break of the day. Steve will close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
All right, here we are, guys. Our last break of the day and of the week. It's been a good day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, Steve, we have a few Would You Rathers left over. Let's do some for fun, all right? Would you rather lose your cell phone or break your big toe?
Break the hell out that big toe.
I knew Tommy was going to say
then
that.
Lose your cell phone.
Break your phone. Get another phone.
We put that popsicle stick on and get that.
No, you can take this damn phone. I'm not breaking my big toe. You need that for balance. You must have had your big toe broke before.
No, I haven't.
You break your baby toe, but you can't. You break that big toe, your ass finna fall.
Yeah, and you have balance issues with the baby toe, too. All right. Mm-hmm. Would you rather eat a raw onion or a whole lemon?
Ooh. Oh, I'm going to eat the lemon.
You can eat a whole lemon?
No, but you can't eat no whole raw onion. You ever tried that?
No.
I had a little cousin that used to do that, eat raw onion.
I'll tell you one thing. You eat that whole raw onion, that's going to stay with you. You're not going to be sick. Yeah. You're not going to do well.
Yeah.
That thing going to be all up in the back of your throat.
Hardly burned.
I'm going with the lemon. I know about that onion.
Would you rather spend the rest of your life with a boat as your home or with an RV as your home? You want to live in a boat or an RV the rest of your life?
The RV. I can't fool with that water, y'all. I can't.
I'm telling you.
But it's a beautiful boat.
I got Steve? All that. Uh-huh. Is it a Steve Harvey boat? Now, what kind of boat we talking about?
That would be a yacht.
Yeah.
Oh. A boat or an RV?
This is a boat. We're talking a boat.
A boat,
a Steve Harvey boat is a yacht, but...
No, I'm going to just an RV there.
RV?
Yacht. No, I'm not going
to... So you wouldn't even live on a yacht like that?
I live on a yacht in a heartbeat.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Okay.
It's some yachts out there, listen to me, that it's next level, man. It's an incredible experience. It's some yachts out there that's way doper than a house. They got everything a house got in it, plus some. They got gyms in it. They got spas in them. They got sun decks, swimming pools, jacuzzis. They got kitchens. They got dope bedrooms, his and her showers. They got cold living room. They got balconies. They got, man, please. Them boats right there cold. They ain't number crib. They're floating 5-star hotels.
Mm, wow. Okay. Mm. All right. Put it that way.
It's really like a Michelin 7-star. It's a Michelin 7-star experience when they get out there like that. It's nothing like it on earth. I have asked very, very wealthy people. I said, okay, man, when you get to this and you're able to do this, what's next? Uh-huh. You know what their response was? They said, on earth, there's nothing better than this. He said, all you can do is get a bigger boat and stay longer.
Oh, wow. Now, well, you've arrived with that.
That's going to cost. You there. You can quit, but you can't go out there on them oceans trying to top everybody's boat. You're going to be broke.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They have some stuff out there that's so over the top. First of all, to be a yacht owner, you probably need to be a billionaire, because I just don't see how you can upkeep it. I just don't see how.
More so than a private jet, or about the same?
Oh, way more.
Oh, really? Expensive.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Them boats cost way more.
Than a private.
And the upkeep of a boat is 10%. Whatever you spend for the boat is 10% to maintain it. If it don't move. So if you buy a $100 million boat, it's $10 million to maintain it if it don't move.
Ooh. Oh, if it doesn't move.
Get your vision board. Get it together. Yes. I love it. Or
you know what you should do? People should go like to yacht.com or yachtcharter.com and look at these boats. Look at some of those videos. It's an amazing trip to dream. But that's how it happens, man. People don't. I'm not saying this to brag. I say mine to inspire people, because if once you can dream it and put it in your imagination, then that means it's doable.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said this before, but people don't understand something. It is impossible to think an impossible thought. That's impossible. It's just you
can
can't think
it can
something.
Happen.
Yeah, you can't think an impossible thought, because if it was an impossible thought, how'd you think of it? Mm-hmm. And so what you have to do is to really get the life that God has for you. You know, the Bible says something really critical. And as I get older, I learn more and more. There's a scripture that says, lean not to your own understanding. That's an important scripture, because it will limit you to what you can accomplish, have, and achieve. Because if you lean only to your understanding, you have now restricted what God is able to do. So if your faith is based only on your understanding, you're only going to get a limited amount of things. You have to want something so great that you see no way you can get it. That's what God does. He does the unthinkable. And faith is the belief in things that you cannot see anyway. So I recommend to people, when you make your vision board, use your imagination to make it. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't put stuff on the board you see can happen. Don't put stuff on your vision board where you know how to make it work. You're leaning to your own understanding. Put something on that board where you absolutely have to have God's help for it to happen. That's how you get big stuff in life. You put big stuff out there. Quit wanting little stuff. Why? When big stuff is available. That's my clue.
I like it.
I do too.
Anyway, hey, y'all. Y'all have a great weekend. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.